So I was thinking if we were on the secular calendar, correspondingly, we'd be just a couple of days before New Year's. What would you be doing? Nobody would be doing anything. We'd all be sitting. It'd be winter vacation for those who take winter vacations. Maybe you'd be reviewing and preparing New Year's resolutions or New Year's plans. You might be making last minute charitable contributions. Those are always welcome before the high holidays also, Jewish New Year as well. But most of all, some type of preparations, I think, is true. And we've been, we've been doing that for a month. We are just about through the Hebrew month of Elul. Anyone see the moon last night? Very, very little teeny tiny sliver. When I saw it actually early this morning, it was almost smiling at me. I thought, well, that's fine. If you finished all your sermons and prepared everything else, then you can smile at me. One way or another, though, for the last month, we've been preparing. We've talked about the customs and traditions of Elul. We did the story of the feathers with the kids about watching your words because you can never get all the feathers back in. We've been working about introspection and repentance. My friend, Rabbi Andy Vogel, pointed out a great text this week for us rabbis. And actually, I suspect that many of us are using it this weekend in our own preparation and sharing it with our congregants as well. As a matter of fact, I know that other rabbis are doing it because my friend Rabbi Neil Katz even created a PowerPoint for it. And so I borrowed that, and here it is. To get to our text, we need to review something very quickly. And I think that is that dark enough that we can see it mostly? It's a little light, but we should be okay. All right. The Torah, as you know, by way of review, and we'll do this again before we get to Simchat Torah, is divided into five books. And in each book, there is a number of parshiot, of Torah portions, 54 portions week by week. We are here, next slide, at Nitzavim. That's the Torah portion we're on this week. Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kolchem, we've been through the whole book. We're making our way through the book of Deuteronomy. There we go. So that we can see all the names of the parshiot that we have gotten to as we've gotten here. Now, you might recall how a Torah portion gets its name. It gets its name from the first significant word, not the very first word, because then they all would start Vayomer Adonai El Moshe, then God spoke to Moses saying. But the first distinct word, the first word of consequence, of meaning. So here, Ela is not so important. These are HaDvarim, Divarim. These are the words, right? That's the way that Divarim, the first Parsha, gets its name. The next Torah portion, Ve'etchanan, comes from the text, Ve'etchanan El Adonai, I pleaded with the Eternal at that time, saying, dot, 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 and so on and so on. Here we have Ekev, Re'eh, Shoftim, Ki Teitzei, Ki Tavo, Nitzavim, that's this week, Vayelech, Ha'azinu, and Vezot HaBracha, the last Torah portion that almost never gets a week of its own, but rather is just part of Simchat Torah, so on and so on. Okay, here's the teaching. Comes from Rabbi Chaim ben Bezalel, who lived 1520 to 1588 in Prague. Wrote a good number of books and had a good number of commentaries, but perhaps his most famous work is called Sefer HaChaim, which means the Book of Life. Exactly right. So not a bad title, considering what the time of year that we are in, right? So Rabbi Bezalel teaches this fascinating thing. He noticed something unique about the names of the parshiot, the names of the Torah portions, and says, what would happen if we would read them all at once, the names of them, not the Torah portions themselves, but what message might we find if we took just the names of the Torah portions? Torah, after all, we're taught, has 70 different faces, 70 different layers of meaning. Maybe here's another one, he conjectured. So he said the first one, Divarim, Ela Divarim, I will speak to them, and at the Etchanan, I will plead with them that they should keep all of the laws and follow them. Ekev, re'eh, ekev related to the word for heel or Yaakov or supplanter or follower, follow. And re'eh, re'eh means, hey, here, look. Look at this, because, shoftim, there are judges regarding your excuses and all of the details of your life. judges, but really there's one judge that we're talking about here. Kitate say, because when you go out from this world, kitavo, and when you come into the next world, to stand on your fate, to stand before your fate, to stand before judgment, atem nitzavim, behold, you are standing today, all of you, alive and existing. Vayelech, but you're gonna go, like tomorrow, or someday, each person will go on into their afterlife, into the world to come. Therefore, he said, Ha'azinu, listen up, listen well to God's words and receive them. V'zot ha'bracha, and that is the blessing. Leave that slide on for just a second. If we read, Rabbi Betzalel teaches, if you read the names of the portions in Devarim, what do we get? We get an exhortation to follow God's laws, recognizing the season of the year that we are in. I speak to them, I plead with them, follow God's ways, follow and look, because there are judges, one judge who is going to judge you when you go out from this world, when you come into the world to come. You are standing there before judgment, and soon you're going to go on to what comes next. Therefore, ha'azinu. Listen up, everybody. Receive God's words, understand God's words. V'zot ha-bracha. This is the blessing. Pretty neat. Anybody ever noticed that before about all the this was a new teaching to me. I thank Rabbi Vogel for bringing it to all of our attention. Rabbi Betzalel finds in the names of the Torah portion, right, exactly the message that we should be hearing at this season of the year. A message about judging in the world to come, which is, of course, a very classical understanding of the high holy days, right? And whether we take it literally or not, it's good for us to pay attention. Ha'azinu, that portion that means give ear, listen up, right? Pay attention to what it is that we are doing and heed the words that Rabbi Betzalel has strung together and heed our call, our understanding of these days to do teshuva. An interesting extra bonus teaching, extra layer of meaning to the text. You'll never again read the note portions of the week without thinking of this. And maybe it'll help you remember which portion comes next by next by next. One other thing that I want, so that was one teaching. I couldn't just leave it to one. There's another bonus teaching because there's so much else good stuff to do. And this is what I want to tell you about in the month of Elul and something actually that in particular is going to start Sunday night and Monday. There is an organization out there in the Jewish world called Reboot. Anybody ever hear of Reboot? And they were very big for a little bit. They're still there. They actually do a lot of really great things. It's a group of younger Jewish thinkers, media types, and entrepreneurs. Their goal is to reboot Jewish culture and rituals and traditions, make them vital and resonant for people today. They created a Sabbath manifesto, which was calls for the whole world to take a day off and unwind, which we learn from Shabbat. They hold each year a national day of unplugging, where they want everybody to turn this off and shut this down. They at one point actually gave out little bags they called cell phone sleeping bags that had national day of rest on it, right? Would that be something to do? Reboot also at one point had a record label releasing all kinds of innovative Jewish music, hip hop and funk and all kinds of modern stuff infused with klezmer and Jewish roots. They once held a sukkah building contest in the middle of Union Square in the middle of New York City and attracted world famous architects to come and reimagine what a sukkah would look like. They also published a book called Unscrolled, an irreverent look at the Torah portion of the week. And sometimes I use that for teaching materials. Really great to do. In any event, one project I definitely want to tell you about is called 10Q. 10Q does this. You sign up, you go to their website, doyou10q.com or renewyear.com. You sign up and here's what they're going to do. Every one of the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, they will email you a question, a piece to reflect about, something to think about. Things like describe a significant experience that happened in the past year. How did it affect you? Are you grateful, relieved, resentful, or inspired? You type in your answer. You hit the magic button and they send it to their secure vault. And then you, the next day you answer the question that says, is there something you wish you had done differently this past year? Or is there something you're especially proud of from this past year? And you hit send and it goes to their vault. Or describe one thing you'd like to achieve by this time next year. Why is this important to you? And you hit send and it goes to their vault. Or how would you like to improve yourself and your life this next year? Is there a piece of advice or counsel you received in the past year that could guide you? And you type it in and you hit send and it goes to their vault. And then here's the really cool part. It stays encrypted and locked and secure in their digital server until the start of Elul 11 months from now. And then they email those answers back to you. And you read through them and you see, how did I do this year? How did I think? What came true? What did I say? What would help me for this coming year? They send them back to you in Elul to prepare for, well, New Year's next year. So this past month, anybody who did 10Q last year got their answers back. I'll confess, I didn't do 10Q this past year. I was a little busy with a few other things, but I've done it in the past and it's really quite extraordinary. It helps focus for these 10 days of Teshuvah, what it is that we are really thinking about. And then it's pretty neat, like a time capsule, to come back 11 months later when you start to prepare, evaluate how this year went, and start to prepare for the year to come. So if you are interested in doing that, doyou10q.com or renewyear.com. Those of you at home can go and sign up for it right now. Those of you here, you should be on airplane mode. So you shouldn't be doing this right now, but maybe at the Oneg be able to do that. They have had, they've been doing this for about 10 years, and literally thousands of people have used this tool as a guide for self-reflection and introspection and renewal for the year. So with these last two pieces for you, friends, we'll complete all of my sermons in the month of Elul, which have been designed to help us prepare. In this last one, we saw our Torah is literally calling to us to tell us, Ha'azinu zot ha-bracha, listen up, do that hard work of teshuva, because this is the blessing. And there's so many different ways that we can be preparing and doing this. We hope and pray that our preparations have prepared us, that our turning has prepared us, that our acts of teshuva will turn us towards a good new year to come. May this be God's will, and together we all say, Amen.